Now, we're going to try and find a winner or two today, Gary, and let's have a look at racing. The first there today is the Fillies and Mares Maiden. Now, one dream of Dram of DeLago is $1.65. Two, Spirit of Eden, or Eden, 23. Number three, Gold Digger, 26. Four, Moi Tu is 151. Five, Stella Pisces is 26. Six out, seven, Friends of Renthra, 34. Number eight, Hot Scene, 34. Nine, Queen Gina, 17. 10, Turmoil, 550. 11, Rock the World, 5. 12 out, 13, Flying Pretty, 61. 14, Kamikaze is 151. 15 out, 16, Ornate, 19. 17, Kiwana Star, 61. 18 out. Favourite, $1.65, number one, and that's Dram of DeLago.
Been a good go-to, Sean. She opened up at $1.90 this morning. They just come for a big time, and yeah, I've got her on top. 111, 16 and 10 for me, just with her. I mean, she debuted at the Gold Coast, Sean. She runs second behind Sunline. We've seen what Sunline's gone on to do. Then he took her to the deep end of the last two starts, Matty Dunn. He took her to the Ken Russell in a Group 3 where she was beaten 3.7. Three winners come out of it, and she went to Doomin in a listed race, beaten 3.6, and three winners come out of it. She trialled up 2 weeks ago at Deegan, led in the trial, gave a good shake-up, raced away and beat him 3.5. She looks beautifully placed. One gate here, and first go track over the 11.06. Danger's the 11 Rock the Well, nice filly by Fastnet Rock, only one start. For Sterling Oslin, former Victorian filly, did an enormous job at Moree. From 14 gates, she sat five wide the entire trip and only got going the last 50 metres, beaten 0.2 of a length. She's going to be probably the big danger to the favourite. 16 Ornate, I love the filly's first up run. I like the filly last preparation. Juju just went over the top, but obviously she's come back good. She draws good. She only gets 54 kilos on her back. She's a big, big player here. And 10 goes in here, Turmoil, a massive watch on her from the Toby Edmonds yard. She's just wanted to over-race a little bit in the trials, do a few things wrong. They might let her lead here today and dictate up in front, but there's certainly nothing wrong with her trials. 1-11, 16 and 10 in race one, Sean.
Race 2, 1 Dewbank, 14. Number 2, Long Car, is 463. Hashtag Hero, 750. 4, Misty View, 151. 5 out, 6 Big Bang, 34. 7 out, 8 Temper, 23. Number 9, Boyles, 950. 10, Champagne Vega, 270. 11, Jahez, $7. 12, Complete Faith, 14. Number 13, Lucky Fix, 950. 14, We Rascal, 151. 15 out. 16, Homeland Security, 151. 17, Sweet William, 151. 18 out. 270 favourite, number 10, Champagne Vega.
You know, I see what they're betting here, Sean. Big move here. $4.80 into 270 on tab.com.au. Longguard's just at $4.80 into 460, so he's getting a bit of support. 2-1-3-10 for me. I'm with him, Longguard. Loved him last prep and really, really strong maidens. And he resumed here first up and he ran into a smart horse in Bouquet. Had a good look at him in the mounting yard. There was a heap of improvement with him. So we'll have another good look at him today, but obviously, he's only got to improve off that in the yard, and he'll be hard to beat. Dewbank, this is a smart horse, this guy. He was doing too much things wrong last preparation, and not only that, they were riding him up on the speed. They gave him a good break. They resumed him in a trial here just over a week ago. They rode him back in the trial. He never got off the bridle all the way down the running. I know he's got an awkward gait, but he's a different horse this preparation. 3 hashtag hero. Look, he's promised to win a maiden. He's very fit and he's always thereabouts. He's got enough speed to get across from an awkward gate. And I've got the 10-inch Champagne Vega. I'm not going to leave him out. I mean, he started favouring on debut at the Gold Coast behind the Bumblebee, beaten 1.4. That was 900 metres. He was working on the line late. He gets up to the 1,100 metres and he draws the one gate. And that money's big time for him on tab.com.au. $4.80 into 270. But I'm with Longcar. I think he's only got to improve off the first up run. 2-1-3-10 race 2.
Third event, 1 His Kalachi is $5. Number 2 Light Motion 11. 3 Real Time Warrior 5. 4 Jouer 5. 5 Infinite Rain 10. 6 Golden Words 12. 7 Temperamental 14. 8 Madam Kate 12. 9 Blazing Cheers is 14. 10 Hessian 9. 11 Prince Coureurs $11. And 12 Yankee Express 71. See an open race, Gary. Nearly everything under $20. 1 His Kalachi, 3 Real Time Warrior, 4 Jouer equals at $5.
You couldn't have said it better, Sean, because there's just no moves on tab.com.au. Actually, if anything, they've all just got a little bit of a shift out. I'm 3-4-10-1. I'm with Real Time Warrior. I like the horse. He won here three runs ago over 2,215. He went to Coffs Harbour. He had to come back from the 2,215 back to the mile, getting to the line. He went to Taree on the first day of the carnival. I don't think he was at home on the tight circuit. I think he's just a big track horse, and one thing about him, he can stay, and one thing about him, he's very, very tough, and he won't sit down. I wish they'd ride Jarwer today in front, and if he does that, the four, his horse, they've got to beat. He's a better horse when he can dictate up in front, and I can't find a lot of speed or something that's going to take him on. So maybe today they say, let's get in the high roll up in front, and if that's the case, he'll take some betting. Ten Hessian goes good. He's won up the 2,000 metres before. He's been placed at 2,200. He's win at Gatton at Merritt in it. He's run at Toowoomba. Wasn't that bad behind Errol. He was making ground late. And his Kailashi, he's got to go in. I know he hasn't won for a while, but he's second at Muswellbrook 2 runs ago. He went to Tuncurry in the Tuncurry Cup behind Lama Hilton. That's an open handicap, and he's been back to a benchmark 58. But you know, I'm with Real Time Warriors, but no movestab.com.au. 3, 4, 10, and 1. Sean?
Righto, the fourth one, Acroman, 5.50, 2 Indisputable, 7. Number 3, King of Monaco, $6. 4, Payday Grey, 4.20. 5, Tough One, 34. 6, Ultimate Eagle, 13. 7, Backhouse Frilly, 23. 8, Hey Hey My My, 21. 9, Mary Read, 26. 10, Mary's Girls, 6.50. 11, Onset, 6.50. 12, Stars Arena, 126. 13, Stick It At, 81. 14 out. 15, Ferrara, 101. 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite, 4.20. Number 4, Payday Grey.
I'll tell you what, I like one here, but they've already marched into a Sean, and that's the 10 Mary's Girl. They bet $11 this morning, $8, $6.50 right now, so they've come for, and obviously the replayers have had a good look at her first up run. I'm 10, 3, 4, and 11. I'm just with a former Victorian mare. She was placed at Packham, and she ran third at Warnerville. Then she had one more run. She spelled. She's in a new yard. Julie Patton's got her at Balna. She trialled her at Lismore and trialled enormous. And just forget a run here 12 days ago. It went absolutely pear-shaped, and pear-shaped down the running too. She was beaten 1.8, this big girl. So 17-10 will suit her. Good gate. Let her roll up in front. The money's come for her, and I think she'll take a lot of beating. Three, King of Monaco. He's had 2 runs back. He did a good job to run second. He's behind Caro Cavello last start. A few little scratchings, you know, brings him in a little bit better from the gate. 4 Payday Grey. He was run off his legs 1,200. First up for Matty Dunn. He took him to the 15:30 the other day behind Indian's Rocks, and he found the line late, beating 2.2. A winner's already come out of the race, so he'd be fitter now, and he jumps him straight up to the 17:10. That'll suit him ideally. And I'm not going to leave Onset out. I think she's the 11. She draws nice. She gets a nice little bit of claim off a very, very fit mare from the Neville Stewart yard. But with Mary's Girl, and the punters have obviously come for the 10, $11 into 6.50. 10, 3, 4 and 11, race 4.
Fifth event, 1 Early Man, 23, 2 Mother Teresa, 320, 3 Peak Hill, 550, 4 Kingaroy, 21, 5 Queechy, 21, 6 Shadow Prince, 13, 7 Fencourt, 19, 8 Embraced at 8, 31, 9 Ask the Price, 21. Number 10 is Stella Jewel, $7, 11 Bromac, 18, 12 Dewdrop, 650, 13 St Element, 26, 14 Youngstown, 26, 15, 16 out, 17 Tonne of Power, $26. The favourite here, $3.20, number 2 Mother Teresa.
Yeah, had support, $4.20 into 320tab.com.au. Peak Hill, $4.60 out to $5.50. This is the horse that I like, and they've come for him here, Drew Drop. The 12, he's $10 into $6.50 right at the moment, and I'm with him. I'm 12 to 10 and 6. Look, he's had no luck. Poor little CJ Graham has rode him his last two, and he's had 11 gate and 13 gate, and she just couldn't get in on him. She had to go right back to last on him and try to ride him for luck. He finished off good at Tari, beaten 2.5 behind Scatterblast. He went to 17.06 here 12 days ago behind Peak Hill, and he had to go straight back to last and weave his way through the field. He gets 54 kilos. He gets one gate. Maybe he can be a little bit more handy. I don't know if they want to ride him up too close with him, but he'll get his chance to get another win under his belt. Two Mother to race are going good. She led the other day at Moorlambar, and she had no peace outside her. She had one attacking her, and she was only beaten 1.4. Maybe they would just try to give her a bit of a sit today from a good gate. 10 goes in here, Stella Jewel. I mean, finding an hard to get another win under a belt, but a very fit mare and a well-placed with a claim for Leah Kilner from a good gate. And 6 Shadow Prince, former Victorian horse. He'd had about 5 runs for Neil Godbolt and hadn't shown up, but he showed up the other day at Taree, and he did a very, very good job, 1,400 metres, and he is a 2,000-metre winner in Victoria, so he might have him on track at the moment. 12-2, 10-6 in race 5.
Sixth event, 1 Arrest Star is 16, number 2 Nothing for the Press, 3-10, 3 Vivid Pink, 4-60, 4 Academy Hill, 10, 5 Better Be Good, 12, 6 Wainui Gold, 7-50, 7 Cool Prince, 758. Dark Image, 26. 9 Manhattan Road, 71. 10 Hanover, 61. 11 Shrapelli, 23. 12 Madame Mouton, 26. Number 13, Wicked Queen, 17. 14 Tycoon Rossa, 26. 15, 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite 310, number 2, nothing for the press.
Yeah, a little move. 330 into that 310. Vivid Pink and Matty Dunner's other runners just stayed safe at that 460. And little move, Cool Prince here. He's not a bad horse. He's had a couple of runs back, $10 into $7.50, the 7. Look, I'm with him, nothing for the press. I'm going to stick with him, 2, 3, 6, 7. I reckon James Orman will start to work this guy out. James has had a couple of sits on him. He's one of those tricky fellas that you've got to get him at the right time, halfway down the running. You don't want to go too soon on him. He dashes and then that sprint's not there. But he was good here behind Dustman. Dustman come out to win at Tamworth on Tuesday. So there cranks the form. He needs a dry track. He needs a big track and he needs a soft gate. And he's got a good jockey aboard. So he ticks all the boxes there. 3 Vivid Pink. She's just going super this mare. She's won 2 out of her last 3. There's a highway running between there. Only beaten 4.2. But a tough mare in good form. 6-1, Uwe Gold. I like to see him lead here today. He over-raced at Mwollumbah last start. He's a better horse when he can roll up in front. He's got a 5-kilo weight drop. I'm not worried about the gate. I reckon he can push across from that awkward alley. And 7 goes in here, Cool Prince. 2 solid runs back. Another horse with an absolute woeful gait. But he'll be better for the 2 runs back. And there's been plenty of merit in both those runs. 2, 3, 6, and 7 in race 6, Sean.
7th event, 1 out, 2 Amalek Belts, who's 6.50, 3 Upper Avenue, 11, 4 out, 5 Foxy's Foxinator, 3 even, 6 and 7 out. 8 Iron Ewan is $10, number 9, Millie Muncher, 16, 10 James Lee World, 16, 11 Toffee Drop, 7, 12 Miss River Bell, 17, 13 Just a Name, 5.50, 14 Betty Good, 26, 15 Star of Pompeii, 13, 16 Lucky, 151, 3 even for 5 Foxy's Foxinator.
Yeah, well, opened up at 4, like you said, into $3 right now, tab.com.au. Good move, Just a Dainey. Very, very good mare. $8, $7, $6. They've taken that now into the $5.50 and Amalek Balsa. The 2 is $8 into $6.50, but I'm with the market mover. 13, Just a Dainey. 13, 2, 5, 3 for me. Love the last 3 runs. She run 30 over the Grafton Carnival on the morning day behind Isle of Grange, beaten 0.9 of a length. She went to Inverell behind Thundering Heart and had 57 on her back, beaten 2.5. She came back here behind Ilya, beaten 1.8 with 57 kilos on her. Now, this is a class 1. We're talking a mare in good form, and she's got a 3.5-kilo weight drop to what she's carried her last 3 with the limit weight from a good gate, and she's a winner here. I think she's beautifully placed under the scale. 2 Amalek Balsa. He goes good. He had a little bit of tidying up to do from that first up run behind Plectrum here. His condition blew out about the 100-metre mark. He was beaten a length. They run 57.74. He draws a gate. You would obviously think he'd be a lot better in the yard today. Foxy, the 5 Foxy Foxinator. Good first up here to win a maiden. Things went pear-shaped at Taree when he missed a kick. I see Jenny Graham's put a barrier blanket on him, so hopefully he begins because he's certainly a lot better than that Taree run. And 3 Upper Avenue, giving him a chance. A couple of runs back from the Brian Guy yard. He had a lot of condition on him when he resumed first up at Balney. He's since gone back and beaten 3 lengths at the Gold Coast, 1,400 metres. So back to the 1,200 and fitter for the run. But 13, 2, 5 and 3 for me in race 7, Sean.
8th event, 1 Tessark, 7.50. 2 Magic Allowance, 7.50. 3 Marikawa is 11. 4 Maserati, 15. 5 is out. 6 Fair Dinkum, $2.10. 7 Just Sizzling, $11, 8 out. 9 SMS is 18. Number 10 Samantha's Gold, 23. 11 True Pride, 9.50. 12 Mayfair Lady, 21. 13 Sister Patrol, 41. 14 Freedom Park, 71. 15 Ocean Aslan's Mojo is 151. 2.10 favourite, number 6 Fair Dinkum.
Is that the favourite Fair Dinkum, Sean?
Yep, that's it. It is $2.10.
Oh, no. Well, you're Fair Dinkum too, mate, because he's $10.50, $2.50, $2.30, $2.20, $2.10. So there's a move for you. That is,
he has too, yeah.
Yeah, that is a massive, massive move. I'm with him. I'm 6-3, 1 and 11. I'll be honest.
Look who trains him too.
Mr. Stitt.
Mr. Stitt, he's opened his wallet, I reckon.
I didn't give him a hope first up. I'm probably kicking myself now because when he debuted behind Star of the Harbour. That was back in April, and one of the real strong races, Star of the Harbour now, is in Hong Kong. He hasn't run over in Hong Kong yet, but that's where he is now. He bought in there. They crunched him at the big odds at Torrey Cup Day, and he got the money. Now, he's whacked a set of blinkers on him. He had a bit of tidying up, a bit of cleaning up to do, but that money, $10 into $210, tab.com.au, that's a good move. Three Marikawa goes good. He's got an awkward gait, but he's got a good jockey to offset that in G Collis. He only needs a little bit of luck on him. Tessark, the top of the former Victorian. I had a good look at him in the yard. I didn't mind this guy, and he chipped away good first up at Taree. Back to his home track. I see a little bit of gear goes on him and nose roll first time. And 11 True Pride, another former Victorian. One run for Dwayne Smith. Did a good job to win a maiden here from a really bad gate. Gets a lightweight and gets a lot better gate here today. But Ross Stitt's opened his pockets up. Fair dinkum. 6-3, 1-11, race 8, Shauna.
The ninth one, Dominant Crown, 360, 2 Power Receiver, 31, 3 My Cousin Rhett, 23, 4 Out, 5 Traconi, 31, 6 Waterboy, 21, 7 Out, 8 Unbowed, 101, 9 Princess L, 420, 10 The Ridge, 23, 11 The Yellow Queen, 380, 12 Limited, $6, 13 I'll Make Money, or I'll Take Money, is $21, 14, 15 Out, 16 French Command, 41, and 17 Flick Pass, 14, 18 Out. Favourite here, 360, 1 Dominant Crown.
I wish he'd have drawn a better gate. I wish he would have. $4.80 into $3.60. Yellow Queen, $3.80. Right across the board. Princess Ellie, a little bit of support. $4.80 into $4.20. The 9. Wish he'd have drawn a better gate. The top. Look, I'm 11, 12, 1 and 9. I'm just with the Yellow Queen. I like the gate for her. She's just going super. I reckon Tegan Harrison will suit her down the ground. She's one of those little mares that gets her head up a little bit and funny action. Team with that long rein, light hands. Just get back, settle. Hard to beat. Limited's going really good and draws good and races really here at Grafton. So she's going to get a lovely run from the gate. Look, I'd have had Dominant Crown, the toppy on top, had he drawn a better gate. And he has got 62 kilos, but if he can offset, he's a big player. And the 9 definitely goes in, Princess Ellie. She was pretty good to win a class 1 here. She drew 7 gates. She worked hard. But it was the way she really dashed away from them, beating them 2, and she gets 1 alley here today. She's only got to reproduce that to be a big player. 11, 12, 1 and 9 for me in race 9, Sean.
The 10th one, Hide the Moon, 11. 2 Clang's Victory is 5. Number 3, Passion to Win, 9. 4 out. 5 is Victory Last, 11. 6 Western Alliance, 10. 7 Ilya, 5.50. 8 Text Me, 34. 9 Peru River, 23. 10, 11 out. 12 Capital City, 10. 13 No Qualm, 12. 14 Red Raffle, 26. 15 Vivid Image is 5. 16 out. 17 Whispering Wings, 26. 18 Caleb will do, 34. Favourite 15 Vivid Image, $5.
Yeah, a little tickle up there. $6 into $5. That's the 2 Clangs for Victory. $6 into $5. They're the only ones that just, I thought there might have been money again for Ilya, but she's $5 just out of the $5.50 mark. I found it open, really, really open. 3.752 for me. I'm just with Passion to Win. I've seen a lot of this little mare over the time. She's a good mare here where she's had 3 goes, 2 wins, 1 placing. She needs a dry track. She needs a soft gate, and that's what she gets here today. And she gets that little bit of claim for Kyle Wilson-Taylor. So 1 gate, dry track. Yeah, I just like her. And what she's sitting on about $9. There was a little move for her into that $9 mark. So she's on top for me. 7 Ilya's just flying, absolutely flying. She's won 4 out of her last 5 and not badly weighted. At 59 here the other day when she beat Just the Day, and she gets 57.5 today. So she's well weighted under the scale. 5 Victory Lass, been carrying the big weights on outer tracks. Good gate here, probably back to a right grade. And 2 Clang's Victory. She is a lot better than that last run at Coffs Harbour, where she was very disappointing in the run home. But she gets a home track here, and she gets another soft gate to get a nice run. 3.752 in a very, very open race, Sean.
Any standouts there, Gary?
Yeah, I like race 5, number 12, Drew Drop. I think it's just an ounce of luck. He draws finally a good gate, and I think young CJ Graham will be happy about that. And race 6, number 2, nothing for the press. I think from the gate near, James Orman will work him right out. And I think Priscilla Smith very keen on race 1, number 1, Dream of Delago. Looks hard to beat. So they're our best. Sean, if you're taking a quaddie, mate, you can go wide in a lot of the legs. I've had to throw 4 in each leg, and you'd probably go wider than that. 13, 2, 5, and 3 in the first leg. 6, 3, 1 and 11, second leg. 11, 12, 1, 9, third leg. And 3, 7, 5, 2 in that last leg, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you with the late mail throughout the day.
Absolute champ. See you, mate.